Thanks, but no thanks, was the message of the Sitka School Board in response to a discussion opened last week in a subcommittee of the Alaska House. Sitka School Board President Lon Garrison is a veteran advocate in the legislature. While he did not want the school board to overreact to what may be legislative fancy, he also did not want to play catch-up if the idea of transferring Mount Edgecombe to the Sitka District got traction.
The thing just began to kind of speed up and take on a life of its own, and I thought because Sitka was kind of right dead center in the mix of everything, our school district, that it would probably be most appropriate that we met as a board.
Garrison drafted a single paragraph to forward to the legislature. It's pretty direct, but also nuanced, especially in regard to the idea that Mount Edgecombe belonged in a school district somewhere.
The Sitka School Board wishes to affirm its support for the continued funding and operation of Mount Edgecombe High School as one of the many important public school choices in the state of Alaska. Mount Edgecombe High School serves a unique purpose and offers a unique opportunity for Alaska high school students, especially those from distant, remote, rural communities, and has done so very successfully for decades. The Sitka School District has never considered the potential of operating Mount Edgecombe High School and has never included it in its strategic planning.
Board member Tim Fulton noted that the statement left the door open to acquiring Mount Edgecombe. However, the district has begun its annual budget cycle with a deficit of over $2 million, which will make it difficult to just mind the store and educate kids. The board statement contains a subtle recommendation for the state to do the same.
The Sitka School Board, while acknowledging the very challenging fiscal future, will be focusing on maintaining and enhancing student achievement, and we suggest that this be the priority for considering any changes to any public school system, whether by the legislature, the State Department of Education, or local school boards.
The only member of the public present during the special meeting was Mount Edgecombe Superintendent Bill Hutton. He said he appreciated having the support of the Sitka School District. Some of the discussion during the Education Subcommittee questioned whether Mount Edgecombe was still a relevant model or a holdover from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Hutton takes issue with this characterization.
The difference between the BIA model of boarding school and the Mount Edgecombe state model is a world apart.
Hutton says he's advised Mount Edgecombe students, parents, and staff that the conversation about the transfer of the school or its closure is still very preliminary. Even Commissioner of Education Mike Hanley has come out in support of the school, but it has not calmed people's fears.
What's the overall reaction at Mount Edgecombe been to this talk in the subcommittee?
A bit of panic, you know, when you're talking about the very essence of people's lives and what they're proud of, including students. They're pretty upset about it. It really has an impact. People really care about Mount Edgecombe, and they should.
The Sitka School Board statement in support of Mount Edgecombe was delivered to the House Finance Subcommittee on Education through Juneau Representative Sam Keto. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.